Morning Rush, your favorite, the award-winning morning show on FM radio. Music, laughs, all the hot tea, and the hilarious top 10. Your host, Chico.
Oh, you so legendary. Oh, you so legendary.
Hazel.
I'm a savage. Sassy, moody, nasty. Hey.
Marky.
Yadi, 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 yadi.
Rika.
Smooth like butter, like a criminal undercover.
Good Morning Rush.
On air and online.
TMR. Good Morning Rush. From Manila's hottest monster, RX 93.1.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Good morning, everyone.
Hello. Good morning. Hey. It is a Friday weekend.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, good. Great.
Can you hear me? Okay, okay. All right. Hello. Can you hear me? Okay.
Hello.
Hello. Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes. Okay.
Okay. Okay, there you go. Hindi ko alam kung nagdidinig mo ko or hindi.
I can barely hear you, but I can hear your voice. So let me just, so go ahead and introduce the top 10. I'm just gonna figure
it out. Okay, okay. Sige, sige. All right, so here we go. We've got our top 10. Although I do have a lot of batches already because you guys have been sending in your entries there. Okay, it's good. It's good. You can hear me? Okay. Alam mo yung sabi mo, can you hear me? Sabi ko, yes, I can hear you. What about me? Can you hear me? Sabi lang, cricket. Cricket. Cricket.
Silence.
Parang, I guess she can't. Nakaka-stress.
Nakaka-insen. Okay, so, yung ano pa eh, tanong pa eh.
Oo eh. Like, alam mo yung non-answer is the answer. Ibig sabihin, hindi kanya nadidinig.
Oops, my bad.
All right. So we've got our top 10 for today. Very, very Marky's new show. Diba yung, ano niya, My Delivery Girl.
Yeah.
So I was thinking, you know, I'm sure we have so many stories about, you know, deliveries, botched deliveries, cute stories, heartwarming stories, or infuriating stories. So today we're doing the top 10, hashtag, My Delivery Story.
Okay.
So ano yung mga stories niya about delivery? So for example, yung first name basis na kami ni Manong sa dalas niya mag-deliver sa amin.
Yeah.
Alam niyo ba, lumalabas naman yung name dun sa text minsan na parang, ma'am, this is ano, this is Chico from ganyan, delivery service. So, sa kaka-deliver nyo at ikaw naman lagi nagre-receive.
Yeah.
Parang wala na, magkakilala na kayo.
And I kind of get it kasi, di ba, the writers have their, like, areas. Kumbaga, if,
right,
diba,
right.
Parang if, you know, they can cover you and you order a lot online, then talaga mag-uulit eh. Kasi, diba, you've experienced that also, right? Na nag-ulit na.
Ako kasi personally, I rarely...
Oh, right, yeah.
Like, receive. Usually kasi when it arrives, kasi diba, we live in a house but we also go to the condo. So, we're there most of the day.
Mm-mm.
Like, umuwi lang kami pag mga dinner time na. So, usually, majority talaga nung deliveries dito sa bahay dinadala. So, so iba nagre-receive. And usually, we just leave the money here. Tapos sila na yung... Kasi usually COD eh.
Yeah.
Sila yung magbabayad, sila magre-receive. Hindi na namin nakikita sila Manong. So, I rarely get to see them.
Alam mo, speaking of COD... Hmm. Naano ako, parang I kind of learned my lesson. Although, it was like an express, parang padala. Kind of like that. And then I used my card. And then for some reason, I booked one rider first. And then they completed the ride without me getting the item that I bought online. And then I booked another one. And then that's what they did again. Yeah, and I mean like... In the app, it's easy to, I don't know, it's easy naman to like get the money back. But of course, you're not gonna get it as, you know, money. They're gonna give you credit, right? Alam mo yung parang tinamad na ako. That's like 200 pesos down the drain. And I don't get...
Buti, 200 pesos lang.
Yeah. Exactly.
Imagine if it were more... Ano. Ako rin eh. Kasi nung una, I was like... I don't know. It just doesn't feel as good leaving money. Kasi parang ang laki nung binibili mo pag cash. Diba? So, mag-iiwan. Tapos ang hirap pa kasi sometimes they don't have change. Or kunyari, I have 3 items coming in. Ang total niya is, let's say, 1,000 pesos. Mag-iwan ako 1,000, pero tatlong separate deliveries yun. So, alam mo yun, yung kailangan, meron pa silang pangsukle, and etc. So, initially, I was COD, and then I decided, what if card na lang, para at least the drop-off na lang nila, and you know, you don't have to pay, right? You don't have to worry about, or minsan, hindi mo alam today dadating, mas nakalimutan mo mag-iwan ng pera, tapos you'll have to ask for your kasambahays na parang, uy, paano naman, may pera ka ba dyan?
Yeah.
Abunuhan mo muna. Bayaran kita pagbalik, nakakaya naman, diba? So, but then, yun nga, I remember yung story kasi ni Hazel, diba?
I remember
murder
that.
Murder siya,
yeah,
ng food. Tapos parang, because, dinala naman, pero because nagkaroon sila ng miscom, alam mo yung it's so easy for them to go, eh, you snooze, you lose.
Uh-uh.
And then, alam mo yun, dadali na nila yung food. Parang, ay ma'am, di ko kayo nakita.
And especially food pa.
May ganon na parang, but it's paid for, so I'm not going to lose anything if I don't deliver it. So, bumalik ako sa COD kasi nga parang,
ano ka?
Both they will make sure
then,
that
they,
totoo. Pero parang mas ano, parang mas malaki yung mawawala mo pag card. So parang
kasi automatic.
Automatic eh. So yeah, I guess COD is still the way to go. Another example, yung binuksan ni Mama yung package kasi baka daw pagkain, only to find a toy that's not for kids. Kaya ang awkward nung message niya. Yung message sa akin ni Mama na, anak, nabuksan ko yung kwan mo, akala ko pagkain.
Oh my gosh, the awkward,
awkward.
The awkward conversation after or encounter. I would not talk about that.
Ako feeling ko they will pretend that they don't know what
it is.
Yeah. Para lang hindi na lang awkward or kunyari hindi naman niya nakita talaga. Nakita lang niya na ay hindi pala food, tas sinara na niya ulit. Para lang wala nang conversation afterwards.
Hindi mo food, diba? Yan.
Okay, maybe for food for the soul. And another example, my delivery story. Yung sewing materials lang naman ang in-order ko, pero boyfriend material ang dineliver ni Kuya Batak.
Oh! Ew!
Alam mo yung matikas, yung kahit nakamask, parang iba yung carriage ni Kuya Delivery Guy.
Ano? Have you ever experienced na may itsura yung delivery guy? I've experienced it a couple of times.
Ah, talaga? Hindi kasi nga, di ba, I told you, I don't receive, rarely I receive. Nga. Siguro pag ano, yung kunyari, pag I remember pre-pandemic, and then even pandemic rin naman, yung ano, yung kunyari, pag late night delivery food, di ba meron mga 24 hours na mga nagde-deliver ng food. Yun pag ganun, kami yung mag-re-receive. Pero usually, ano naman, like, I don't know. So especially now, naka-mask. How would you know?
Oh, yeah. Well, minsan din naman, parang, ano, parang may pros din yung naka-mask. But, yeah, I've experienced it a couple of times. So, alam mo, yung parang malayo pa lang because I'm walking towards, you know, the item, di ba? Yung malayo parang, biglang babagal yung steps ko. Yung parang, wait a minute. Parang for some reason, nagsislow-mo siya. I promise you. Oh, I've also experienced, ano, a driver that was really...
Yun ang na-experience ko na. Definitely, definitely.
And even like the conversation. Even the conversation that we had. It was like, yung parang it was so pleasant. Well, baka nag...
Oh, ako rin nga eh.
Nag-contribute so, na lang din yung looks.
Tsaka ako rin nga, ano rin ako sa conversation eh. Kasi like, for example, pag sakay ko, di ba, usually small talk kayo, di ba? Yung small talk ko, yung parang, so, ano, single ka ba?
I can't! Small talk!
Small talk, pero ang banat mo agad, single ka ba? Or meron ng taken na ba yung puso mo?
Ay, hindi,
ang awkward ano. Siguro ng drive, no?
Una kong tanong, ano, ilan yung nunal mo sa katawan?
Hindi, ganito. Or, sir, ma'am, saan po kayo ano, pahahatid? Sasagot mo, sa inyo.
Tinuloy-tuloy.
Ay, naku. And one more example. Ay, sorry, two more.
Okay.
The surprised but happy look on their faces when I give the riders a cold drink or a snack or a generous tip. Yung parang, it's not expected.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, parang, wala lang, a little show of kindness goes a long way. You know, whether it's in the form of, yun nga, maybe a snack or just a tip. Yung larger than usual. Kasi diba, ang usual tip kasi is like, pag walang sukle, you're like, no, sige sir, ano, sir, sa inyo na, parang, ano nyo na yun, parang tip nyo na. Pero yung, alam mo yung, aside from the, keep the change, nagbigay ka pa talaga ng tip. Yeah, I think they would really appreciate it.
Do you prefer and you can the see, tip personally or through the app? Kasi diba ngayon, in the app, meron na.
Meron na. I guess personal is always
ako
nice.
Din.
Kasi parang you see the appreciation then in their voice or in their face. Diba? Iba yun eh. Kasi parang it's like, it's so personal. It's mm-hmm. so... And parang when you give your thanks, it's nice to give your thanks personally. Hindi yung parang it's so... I mean, I'm sure abot din naman sa kanila. Napaka-immediate lang kasi. Like literal from your hand to their hand. Diba? Parang nasa kanila na agad. So yeah. I guess ang ganda rin nung feeling nung ganun. And one last, my delivery story. Yung sabi ni Kuya, ma'am, picture lang ko kayo. Tapos I'm like, naku Kuya, mask genic lang ako. And then they're like, Kuya be like, hindi po, proof of delivery lang po.
Item lang po, not you.
And then ba usually ano, kailangan picture kasama ka holding the item. Ako ganun yung experience
hindi.
Ko.
Ako hindi. I just
talaga?
I hold it. But, alam mo yung magtatago ako sa likod ng door, yung ganun, I never...
Ah, really?
Yeah.
Ako, kasi ang explanation sa akin nung isang manong, kasi no, first time, I didn't get it eh. Sabi rin niya eh, parang, sir, picturean ko po kayo. Sabi ko, ha, para saan? Sabi niya, kasi kailangan po hawak niya yung item para kumbaga, whoever sent it
uh-oh.
Knows that you received it. Kasi it's very easy for people to say daw na, oh, I didn't get the item.
Yeah.
Even if na-deliver naman nila. So, hindi lang yung, minsan, di ba, ang stories natin, yung hindi din-deliver.
Mm-mm.
It also, meron ding mga unscrupulous receivers. Yung natanggap na nila, pero magre-reklamo pa rin sila na, oy, wala akong natatanggap, pagpadala ulit kayo. Di ba? So, yun yung ano nila, yun yung receipt nila na, oh, ayan, oh, hawak mo yung package. So, don't be a jerk.
Yes ka naman.
And ask for more. Kaya ako talaga nagpo-post at nag-smile pa ako inside my mask. Kasi nga, parang it's still a photo, you know. But there you go. I'm sure you have a lot of stories. Like we said, happy stories, sad stories, angry stories. But send them all in. If you've got entries, go ahead and tweet us, twitter.com/rx931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag my delivery story in all your tweets.
TMR Top 10. The morning rush top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. It's time for the top 10. Hello, team. Bye. Hello.
Hello.
Bye.
All right, so here we go. We've got our first top 10 for today. Hashtag my delivery story. Okay, so let's start off at number 10. Coming from Maxim the Winter. Sa compound namin, alam na ni Kuya kung saan ang bahay na pagde-deliveran niya. No need na magtanong. As in, compound to. So, a lot of different addresses. But they know one specific address where they should direct all their deliveries to. Yung kay Maxim de Winter. Kasi yun lang. Regular na online shopping. And, but, you know, nowadays, I don't know if there is like a household that doesn't do deliveries. Parang it's almost impossible that you don't have like some sort of delivery. Kahit food yan or grocery items.
Diba?
Parang wala na, buhay na natin yan eh. So, I don't think anyone can still stay away from deliveries.
Alam mo yung kakaiba na dinedeliver to our like family home. Yung parang never ko lang naisip na. Kasi my parents subscribed to a journal. Like a medical journal.
Okay.
Yeah, so wala lang. Dinedeliver pa rin siya every month. And I'm like, it's like...
Oh, a physical journal.
Yeah, a physical journal. Because, I mean, diba, they're all available online, but they want...
Right.
Yeah, they want the volume.
The physical copy.
Yeah.
Oh. Very OG naman ng parents.
OG diba? I never really think of, like, getting that delivered to my house.
Oh. Kasi parang iniisip ko, pwede naman sa ano.
Online, yeah.
I'll just read it off of my laptop.
I guess, ano, kasi and, they like the, like, collecting it. Tapos kita mo, like, every issue they have.
Okay, I get it. Yeah. I kind of get it. And, you know, I guess it's the same with, like, music fans who prefer getting the CD pa rin.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi nga parang, you can hold it in your hands. And, I don't know, I guess it's a thing. And number 9 from the Super Malas Guy. True story, may usapan na kami ni Kuya na kapag wala ako sa bahay, isusok-sok niya yung delivery in between sa bintana. Tapos, bibigyan ko siya ng 5-star rating. Yung parang because it's not the usual, it's not your... kasi parang may special ano ka instructions.
Yeah.
Ano na nila yon na parang, oh, this is what you do, I'll give you a 5-star. So, standard na. Pero okay. Kasi for me... I guess only if siya lagi ang nagde-deliver. Otherwise, parang I don't know if that will work.
Or baka nakalagay na dun sa notes niya na ganun yung instructions. Kasi diba, parang for us, when we order in the morning, meron na akong specific instructions na nakalagay dun sa parang by default. So, kahit sino pa yung magde-deliver, mababasa niya. Lagi akong
alam na nila.
Change for 1K. Please meet outside of ganon which side of ano strata para nilalagay ko na para hindi pa ulit-ulit.
Sa bagay, so that regardless of who delivers it, they'll get the same instructions.
Actually, nakakatawa nga na lagi nakalagay yung change for 1K kasi usually naman ano na siya, naka auto bayad na sa credit card ko. So, like, wala naman siya dapat isukle. Yeah. Hindi ko na na-end.
And saka better that they have change na tas exact naman yung babayad mo kesa yung hindi mo ilalagay tapos hihingi ka ng
sukle. So lang pang, exactly.
Wala namang kaso sa kanila yun, eh, di ba? Like ako nga, sometimes I actually have 500. But, you know, parang automatic na sa akin yung 1,000. Para lang to be sure, for whatever reason, biglang ano, always have change for the biggest amount. So that if you have 500, or di may 500 lang silang sukle na hindi binigay. Yeah. Di ba? Susoli lang nila sa cashier. And number 8 from Arbs and Carbs. Kilala ko na ang tunog ng sasakyan ng mga delivery vans dito sa amin. So I can tell without seeing it if it's DHL, if it's local post, or yung neighbor namin na may delivery business. Just by the sound. Galing naman nun. Parang medyo daredevil levels na yun. Yung hindi mo nakikita pero alam mo kung ano. Number 7 from Archer Aguilar. Tinatanong yung landmark kung saan kami malapit. So sabi ko, sa may mahal kita, kuya. Tapos nag-reply si kuya, thank you po ma'am, pero seryoso po. So sabi ko, hindi kuya, mahal kita in po kasi malapit sa amin.
Awkward.
Di ba merong ano, di ba merong mot-mot na mahal kita ang pangalan?
Yeah.
So it's so weird when you have to say, mahal kita, kuya.
Siguro like, parang...
Parang, ma'am, let's be appropriate, please.
I'm not
very inappropriate po. Oo. And number six, coming from Jan to Awesome. Yung everyday kami delivery. Kaya, nung seventh day, sinigawan ka na ng nanay mo ng, anak, bingo ka na. Kasi nga parang, na-complete mo yung Sunday to Saturday, may delivery ka. And, Number 5, coming from Emo Fats. Isang item lang in order ko, pero sandamakmak ang dumating nung dineliver. Yun pala, may mga pa-bonus na sa akin sa dalas kong bumili sa kanila.
Wow. But diba there are stores were like that. The
yeah. Giveaway. Yeah. Oo, ako ano, where I get my, basta I get my eyeliner from a particular shop. Tapos, usually, because I buy in bulk, marami siyang kasamang kung ano-ano little items. Before, kasi parang sticker-sticker lang. But then now, parang dami nilang pa-freebies. And it's
kasi
always,
yung ano,
always
eh.
Exciting, diba?
Ako ganun yung gusto ko yung kasi 'di ba meron it's part of their promo na parang on the 5th delivery you will get ganyan on the 10th delivery kumbaga it's already promised kumbaga mas gusto ko yung ganun na parang wala lang let me add something extra 'di ba na hindi naman siya naka-promo hindi naman siya I find it so sweet on the part of the seller kasi parang hindi naman nila pinangako pero ibibigay nila sa iyo because you're such a loyal customer. Tsaka parang yun nga, mas maganda yung surprise kasi hindi mo ina-expect pero they'll give it. So, wala lang. You'll be so happy to get it. And number 4, coming from Kez Villaraza, yung imbes na kahulan, friends na sila manong delivery at ng mga dogs ko. Yung kilala na siya. And usually, diba, they'll bark at you. Pero if you're like a mailman or a delivery person, if they see you often enough, wala na, ano ka na. You're like, you're a friend. And they won't really bark at you anymore. And number 3, coming from Memski, dito, uso talaga sa US, may sumusunod sa Amazon truck. Tapos pagka-deliver ng package mo sa front porch, after 5 minutes, merong dadating para nakawin yung package mo.
Oh my God!
Why?
Yeah, I see
so
this.
Bad.
I see this often. It's not a thing here in the Philippines, thankfully. Pero yeah, in the US, there are so many videos of packages being stolen. Kasi a lot of people have like mga CCTV in front of their houses, in their front porches. Kita na, and even the thieves know it. They usually wear like a ski mask or something to cover their face. Or a hoodie para hindi mo kita yung mukha.
Kasi iniiwan lang yung packages nila sa labas ng bahay, eh, diba?
Dito kasi we don't do that. Yeah. Diba? Parang more of gusto nila may magre-receive. And
yes.
I don't know, pag walang sumagot, I don't think they leave it. I think they take it with them.
Tapos for me naman, iniiwan. When I do,
no,
when
pero,
I don't reply. But then, hindi naman
pero
kasi,
may guard kasi kayo.
Hindi ako house. Oo, yun nga eh. Yeah.
Imagine ko house na walang sasagot sa doorbell, walang sasagot sa text. I don't think they'll leave it in front of your house. Especially here in the Philippines.
Oh, parang, true.
Given na yun. Wala na yun.
Pero grabe yung ano. Oo. Pero grabe yung sadness kapag na-miss mo yung delivery. Yung kunyari na-miss mo yung message. Tapos nakita mo, tapos hindi nila iniwan. Kunyari, dinala nila ulit. It's like, oh no! Buiset! Kasi you're gonna have to wait again for the delivery.
At saka yung nakita ko before, this, there's this guy na lagi siyang ninanakawan. And then he's like, you do realize you chose the wrong guy to pester. Kasi, ano siya, inventor. So what he did was, he created this contraption. It's a box. It's like a box na pag binuksan mo, magsasaboy siya ng glitter. Like, it's like a glitter bomb.
Oh my God.
Tapos,
that's genius.
Merong camera sa loob na hindi mo makikita na may camera. It's actually a cell phone. So, lagi kasi may nagnanakaw ng packages niya. So, yun ang ginawa niya. So, one day, hire siya ng fake delivery. Iniwan yung box. And true enough, within minutes, dumating yung magnanakaw. Kinuha yung package niya. Tapos, so the entire thing worked. The contraption worked. Pagbukas nung perp, nagsabog ng glitter everywhere in his car. Tsaka, what you call this? Stink bomb. Nag-spray ng mabantot, nababantot, nababantot. Tapos, na-record. Pati yung mukha nung perpetrator. Tapos, ang nakakatawa, hindi niya pina-police or anything. Hmm. Parang yun lang yung payback niya for them. Tapos, nirelease niya yung video. Tapos, ang cute-cute yung iba na sa bahay, iba na sa kotse. Tapos parang, what the F? Ganun silang lahat.
Wait, so madami.
Madami.
Oh,
iba-ibang tao.
Grabe, ang dalas naman yung manakawan.
Hindi kasi in the States, rampant. like super rampant talaga yung ganong galawan. They really steal your stuff. So, yun. Ano siya? Meron siyang collection ng mga loko na nagnanakaw ng package ng may
and
package.
Especially because kapag sa Amazon kasi, sometimes talaga there are really expensive packages na,
yeah.
Alam mo yun, ganun eh, iniiwan lang eh. Dito kasi parang feeling ko, bihira din yung super valuable yung in order online. Hindi pa rin siya ganun ka common. Parang, I think, like for example, if you're gonna get a phone, people would still prefer to buy a phone physically than just get it delivered. Or laptop, right. Or stuff like that. Diba? Hindi pa rin siya sobrang common. Kasi nga, parang, I think a lot of people find it risky still to order those things online. Diba?
Tsaka ano ha, yung mga videos na nakikita ko na nung mga CCTV, like, oh my gosh, the thieves don't even look like thieves. Some of them are couples. Like, medyo may edad na na couples. Yeah, like, bababa, makikita mo, they look like a somebody's nice grandma, grandpa. Tapos bababa lang sila. Isn't it like, bababa sila. Tapos they don't even look suspicious. They're not even, like, looking around. Parang kanila yung package. Like, literally, magpa-park sa harap, leave the car running, bababa sila. Both pa, ha? They don't need two people to get the package. Minsan maliit. Pero, alam mo yung, noo-ni-noo, oh, look at this package. Minsan, titigil pa sila sa porch. Yung titignan-tignan pa nila yung package na mukha bang, minsan isa-shake pa nila, mukha bang valuable. Tapos, bring it to their car and calmly drive away.
So, ano?
Like, ganun sila.
Choosy
ganun.
Pa pala sila. Like, if it doesn't
hindi
sound
talaga.
Valuable.
Yeah, like, they don't even do it fast. Mm-hmm. Like, alam mo yung parang medyo, alam mong thieves talaga. Uh-oh. Hindi, they look like regular people. Well, sobrang stressful kung sa States ka kasi they really do that. Number two, coming from JR Keita. My delivery story. Yung bigla kang kinakabahan, kaso sabi ng rider sa'yo, kayo na po bahala kung paano nyo ako babayaran pag wala kang pang COD sa parcel mo.
Okay. Pwede namang okay. Ano, pwede namang Gcash na lang, guys. So,
tapos ano, na nag-offer ka na.
Sa akin, pero Gcash na lang, pag ganyan.
Yeah, same. Oh.
Okay. Nag-offer ka Gcash, sabi niya, hindi, wala akong Gcash eh. So, what else? What else? How else can you pay me?
Ano po, mag-withdraw po ako.
Lahat na talaga.
Wait ka ayaw lang talaga. Dyan. Wait.
Ito, Diamond ring. Oh, ito, meron ako. And the top, my delivery story comes from Camilo.
Camilo says,
after i-deliver ni Cute Rider yung aking mga na-add to cart, siya naman ang aking na-add to heart. Oh, iba yon, iba yung add to heart sa add to cart.
Di ba may nag-viral na ganyan at the start of the pandemic?
Oh, video.
Yung nag-deliver siya tapos ano, yung parang pretty she cool. Ended up dating with dating the delivery
person.
Oh,
that's
so nice.
Don't you remember? So parang I remember seeing that story eh. Parang nag-viral siya.
Parang hindi ko siya na ano. Ang cute
alam
naman.
Alam nyo yun. Alam nyo yun. Oh, yung para regular yung delivery person na siya yung pumupunta. Tapos hanggang nag-develop na nagka-relationship ng sila or whatever.
I just wonder how, yung parang timeline, no? Yung parang like, I'm sure at first, small talk. Yung parang, ay, thank you, kuya. Or, like, di ba? I wonder how it started. Like, did he ask for a drink? Tapos biglang, you know? Ay, kasi, how do you do it? Ang bilis
how
lang ng delivery eh.
How went from kuya to babe.
Di ba? Kasi parang, you just give them the package, they give you the money, you leave. At what point do you have that window to kind of like consider na parang pwede to. Ah. On both sides, ah. On the side of the rider and the side of the delivery. Parang I wonder how it got to the point that they got to know each other well enough to consider them as a romantic prospect. Parang ang tindi siguro ng mga small talk nila.
Yeah.
But there you go, the top 10 my delivery story. If you've got entries, go ahead, tweet us, twitter.com/rx931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag my delivery story in all your tweets.
Hello team, bye. Are you there?
We're here.
Hi, are you ready? Are you ready for your watch list?
Yes, we are.
Okay, go. Let's do this.
Okay.
Who goes first? Ano ba? Sige, Chico, go ahead.
Well, for me, I, of course, coming off of Coffee Prince, I watched The Silent Sea.
Oh yeah. You did mention.
Kasi para siyang, ano, para siyang K-drama meets Sandra Bullock. Gravity. Medyo may ganung vibe siya.
Kasi. Okay.
So, I really enjoyed it. It's, but my takeaway from it is that, like, I swear, it's not just the popularity, but even when it comes to the tech know-how, you know, the Koreans, they're like Hollywood level. You would not think this is a TV show. Like the effects,
wow.
The production design, like, it's like Gravity. Think Gravity. Like Hollywood movie levels. Ang suabe ng effects. And yeah, like they really are, parang siguro after the Americans, I think they're the next wave talaga. And it's not just because, kasi ba, you can always write it off as, eh kasi sila yung uso eh, di ba?
Uh-huh.
With Squid Game and all that. But not just, they're proving themselves talaga outside of the popularity, which is, you know, beyond your control, but also in terms of talent. And I'm not just talking about on cam, you know, even their directors, mm-hmm. their talagang ang ingay nila ngayon sa industry because they're just so good. And yeah, ano lang siya, yung sobrang para siyang Squid Game. It's not your usual genre that you're expecting from K-drama.
Yeah.
Diba? Pag nakita mo parang Gong Yoo, ano yan siguro? Mga rom-com, ganyan. Oh, hala, romance. Astronaut. Hala, ano? Journey to the Moon. So, kakaiba siya. And what's nice about it is like a recent popular K-drama, yung Your Name. Ano lang siya? Like 8 episodes? So, it's not your usual 15 to 20 episodes.
Agad.
Oh yeah, easily.
Wait, you're done?
Ubusin. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I was done in 2 days, 3 days.
Oh wow.
Oo, sobra ko siyang tinutukan kasi nga madali rin lang siyang panoorin. It's not a hard read. It's actually very very easy to sit through. So, and ano, actually I sat through a lot of ano rin. Hindi ko pa siya natatapos, but I watched Taxi Driver. I also watched The King's Affection. Puro K-drama siya. Medyo nasa ganung mood ako na.
Akala ko, actually, nakita ko yung Taxi Driver. I clicked it kasi akala ko, it's like the classic Taxi Driver. Di ba may movie na
Robert
Taxi
De Niro?
Driver, yung serial killer, ano siya, di ba? Tama ba? Movie. Oh,
well,
yeah,
not serial killer, pero pumatay siya. Oo, yes.
Ayun, parang killing. Basta thriller siya, diba? So, I thought that was it. Tapos, pagkita ko, ay, hindi pala toto. Iba pala siya. Mago so palang Taxi Driver. Ano,
no, it's kind of weird.
It, pero tinignan ko lang. I was gonna watch it kung yung OG Taxi Driver siya.
Kasi 'di ba ganun yung mga K-drama na natatawa ko eh, they oftentimes get titles of existing movies and existing shows and songs. Tapos akala mo connected yung parang ganun eh, parang maganun sila, ma-clickbait sila in a sense na yung taxi yung titles ng mga shows nila. They get it from popular sources, pero walang connect. Alam mo 'yun. Yeah.
So papanoorin mo yun. Did you like it? Are you gonna continue it?
Yung Taxi Driver, I don't know if I will continue with it. King's Affection, kasi is very much like Coffee Prince. So medyo parang I'm more likely to continue on. Kasi basically, ano sila, hindi naman siya spoiler. Ito yung premise niya. Ito yung premise mismo ng movie. Twins are born, one girl, one boy. Pero apparently in the luma age of Korea, parang they're very misogynist. So ang ano nila is that parang how could you give birth to abominations kasi parang twins eh.
Uh-oh.
Kasi parang the heir to the throne is obviously a boy, pero ang ano niya is how dare you make him share your womb with a girl. Ganon yung ano nila na parang dinumihan mo yung dugo nung heir to the throne
oh, wow.
by making him share his your womb with a girl.
Para namang so, makokontrol mo na you have twins, eh, no?
Diba? Eh, ang nangyari, parang yung boy na deads, so the girl has to pretend that she's him.
Oh my! What?
So parang ganon, ganon yung premise niya. Kasi nga, they look exactly alike. But they're not identical, they're fraternal. But medyo identical, hindi lang medyo, identical rin sila. Like magkamukhang,
wait, pero parang girl medyo period siya. Ano to? Like,
hindi lang medyo. As in, ito yung,
sobra.
You know the Joseon period?
Yeah. Yung,
parang like Jewel in the Palace, ganong level old. Mm.
Hindi so, kasi luma ako masyadong fond sa ganun eh. Especially like
ako
if they're
din.
All in, you know, their yung mga traditional clothing.
Oo, yun na nga, nakaganun although, sila. Hindi rin ako mahilig. Pero, it's ano, it has a good mix of, kasi diba it's either light and fluffy na rom-com or heavy drama like Kingdom or whatever.
Yeah.
Ito parang, it gives you a little bit of both. So, I might. So
ako
far,
talaga,
I'm
ano, I have a soft spot for yung K-drama na parang office setting. Ang daming ganun kasi, di ba? Yung office setting.
Ah, mas ano, mas...
Not modern,
mas bago,
current.
Mas bago.
Oh, but I mean like, oh, pero gustong-gusto ko talaga yung ganun, yung seeing the city life. I love that. I don't know why. But yeah, okay.
Ako, I'm G, Annie. Yun nga, like, mapa space, mapa period, mapa modern.
Masisigong.
Importante yung cast.
Dyan tayo.
Oh, God.
Okay. Uh-huh. For me, I watched a couple of movies. I don't know why, but I watched American Pie Naked Mile for some reason. And it was just in the background.
Okay. Okay.
It was just in the background anyway. I was, you know, I was cleaning. But I feel like I also have a reason why I watched that because I watched Don't Look Up. It was a little long. Alam mo, parang kailangan ko ng washing, ganun. I need like pampanlaw. Yeah. And I didn't even finish it in one sitting. The movie was so long. I was watching it. And then at one point I was thinking, okay, maybe I'm just like 15 minutes till the end. And then I checked, I'm like an hour and 30 minutes.
It is long.
It was so long. And I'm like, okay, fine. I have to have dinner, I have to cook, and I have to clean and stuff. So I continued the movie like a couple of days.
You had to take a break.
Yeah, I had to take a break. I had to take a long break. I watched it like 2 days after. And then I've been binging on Manifest because when it first came out, I remember you introduced it to me, I think, Hazel?
Yes.
Yeah. We watched it. Yeah.
We watched it.
Now I'm like, I cannot stop. And I cannot stop talking about it as well.
And I think J.R. Ramirez is super hot.
Oh my gosh. I mean, tell me about it. You know what? Michaela has some, parang for me, parang sa voice ha. Parang kaboses niya si Julia Roberts. For me.
Parang mabab... Parang maano yung boses niya.
Isa pa.
Ayaw ko na.
Para namang hip-hop yung...
Gets niyo na yun. Yeah. Ganun yung...
I remember first hearing her voice. Well, again... and then it kind of reminded me of Julia Roberts. I don't know why, but tell me if I'm wrong.
A lot of people are getting into Manifest. Wasn't it number one on Netflix?
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm super happy that a lot of people are also watching so that I can talk to people about it. Finally, a series that just came out in a streaming platform and I'm watching it so that I can talk about it with other people. Kasi usually, nahuhuli ako eh. But I am at episode 11, I believe. Yeah.
Oh, that's farther than I've reached.
Yeah.
Because I remember I stopped watching it at tinamad ako in the middle of it.
Ay, hindi. Season 2 na pala ako. I remember.
Wow.
Yeah. Sorry. Season 2, episode 1. Yeah. There.
Actually, I think a lot of people are into it kasi... These are the same viewers of Grey's Anatomy.
Oh,
and especially because hindi kompleto yung Grey's Anatomy sa Netflix, diba? Uh-huh. And I'm sure a lot of people already ran out of episodes and they're looking for their drama fix. And Manifest is a good one.
Oh, yeah. As in, like, grabe ako mag-ugly cry. Especially sa first few episodes. I'm like, why are you doing this to me? But it's a good show. I like the premise, and I also like that there's like a crime aspect to it. You know, like they solve crime.
Very, very Lost. Very mystery.
Yes, very Lost.
What's
actually,
happening? Ganon.
ano yung parang storyline na talagang that ties it all together? Kasi parang yun yung, what happened? Diba? Sobrang intriguing.
I don't want to spoil it. Actually, sobrang, merong isang storyline in the first season that I really, really like. Pero, alam mo, I can also acknowledge that there are some plot holes as well. Like, there are storylines na parang, parang ba't di nila in-explore yun? Or how come it just kind of stopped? Ganon. But
alam mo,
I still think it's a good
show. Kanya na episode, yung may dog. Yung may dog na parang wild, na nasa labas sila.
Yeah, that's tapos, like the second or the first.
Oo. Tapos yun pala may parang nakatrap na.
As in. Parang may...
Ayaw nga, yes.
For some reason, yung episode na yun nag-stick out sa ulo.
Yeah. Parang may ano, may na-abduct. Remember?
Oo, may abducted na
operation.
Yeah. Is that yours?
Yes,
is that all?
Mine,
obviously, I've had a lot of time to watch stuff because I've been doing nothing but watch stuff. But thankfully, RuPaul's Drag Race is back with season 14. First episode already aired. I watched that. And then The Bachelor is also back with a new bachelor, Clayton, like a football player. I don't know if you got... parang wag niyo na i-check. Hindi niyo ano to masyado.
Why?
I don't think you'd be that interested. Pero check it din. Clayton yung pangalan. Clayton, the bachelor. I'm always curious kasi diba, lagi tayong nag-ano. Even if you don't watch it, ini-evaluate lang natin yung mga lead nila. So tingnan nyo. I'm curious kung how this Clayton will stack up sa mga
Clayton.
Ibang
bat.
Ay, nagsister.
I not so much.
Sabi ko na eh.
Actually, at all.
I knew it. Oo, hindi. Ikaw, Rika,
Clayton.
Anong masasabi mo sa kanya?
Wait lang, on Instagram...
Hindi, kahit Google mo
ako,
lang.
Ako, ginugol ko lang.
Labas naman siya.
Ano? Clayton, ano?
The Bachelor.
Basta The Bachelor. Ito na. Let's see. I guess.
Before.
Merong before.
Nung white guy face mo.
Sa white guys.
Nung mahilig ka pa sa white guys.
I guess, yeah. Pero,
I mean, very athletic.
Athletico.
Good-looking naman. Pero,
I like the dimples.
Ako, meron sa akin na, na missing element na hindi ko bet. Alam, gets mo, hindi ko ma-explain. Pero, he looks a little, parang he's too much of a nice guy to me. He looks very vanilla. Let's just put it that way.
Gets ko yun.
Okay. Ay, nakakatawa kasi parang hindi pa nagsistart yung season. Like, he hasn't actually met all the women yet. Diba meron yung limo intro na isa-isa silang mamamimit? Wala pa dun sa part na yun. May isa nang nag-reject ng rose niya. parang si Ate Girl. Wait, kasi si Ate Girl, parang naano siya na today, parang or yesterday would have been my wedding day. Parang broken engagement. Parang she's coming off of a broken engagement. And she wasn't really over it. And she felt na parang she wasn't ready. So, pinuntahan niya si Clayton. Tapos, sinabi niya nga, parang, I'm really struggling, ganyan. And then Clayton goes, you know, it's okay, I understand. But, you know, just from this conversation, I feel like there could be something here. I think you're really special. Wait a minute. Tapos umalis siya. Tapos true enough, kinuha niya yung rose. So basically, binibigyan niya ng early rose si girl. Kahit hindi pa kinamili.
Ayaw ni girl.
Tapos si Ate Girl was like, can you give me a second? Can I think about it? Tapos alam mo yung meron pa siyang may dramatic moment po siya na she was struggling whether to accept it or not. Ang ending, hindi niya in-accept. So parang sabi ni The Bachelor, parang hindi pa nga nagsa-start. Yung una-una kong rose rejected agad. Alam mo, naawa naman ako. Di ba? Parang it's so, I don't know, it's so sad.
If and given the chance time, though, would you join The Bachelor? Ikaw?
No.
ako din.
Oh, well, it depends on who the bachelor is. But ayoko kasi I don't want to live with 30 other women.
Exactly. Yun din yung issue ko.
Parang ayoko. Parang feeling ko, it's gonna be so annoying. I would be so annoyed. Or, yeah. Tsaka medyo scary din eh. Kasi feeling ko baka, alam mo yun, gawin kang ikaw yung villain ikaw yung sa edit. Villain. Tapos,
oh,
open ko will hate you. Yeah, but anyway, diba, after
you're gonna be living with a lot of people, that's the prize.
Exactly. Which is why usually the relationships don't last. Yeah. Pero after nung may umuwi na isang girl, nung first night nila na na-meet na niya yung mga babae, may isa na naman na parang after having a parang a little moment with him, parang she kept talking about him dun sa ibang girls na, you know what? He just doesn't do it for me. Like, I hate him. Like, you know? Like, he's so parang ganon. Parang ang description niya, parang he's too vanilla for him. Parang something like that. Parang, I'm gonna eat him alive. Like, no, this isn't a good match. Like, I mean, parang basically saying na masyadong strong yung personality niya for The Bachelor. Mm-hmm. And then the other girls were so annoyed dun sa girl na parang, this is my dream guy you're talking about. Basta ganun-ganun sila. Anyway, ang ending, nag-walk out din yung isang girl. And I'm like, ano ba? Parang first episode pa lang, ang dami ng rejection nung bachelor. Diba? Which isn't usually the case.
Yeah, usually they're
all... yung namimili, diba? Oh. Bakit na-reject na siya agad? But anyway, it is pretty interesting. Another thing that I've been watching, well, actually, movies na to. I'll just give you three. Obviously, The Lost Daughter, because I wasn't able to mention it last week. Please watch it. It's a very good movie.
Wait, is
by Maggie Gyllenhaal.
Is it a thriller?
Her directorial debut. So, it's great. It's great. Tas ang galing din ng mga artista. Well, obviously, Dakota Johnson. I love her. So, I will watch mostly anything na she's on. Also, same yung theme. Yung parang movies that I watch, not necessarily for the story, but for the actors, because I like the actors. Also Mother Android, because you know Chloe Grace Moretz is in it. And it's a parang post-apocalyptic. Uh-huh. I don't know if you guys watched it.
I saw it in the like the trending list. I'm interested.
Yeah. It is an interesting movie. Parang imagine post-apocalyptic, tapos pregnant ka, basta ganon yung story niya. And last one, ito kagabi ko lang siya in a start, but I fell asleep, not gonna lie. Brazen is the title.
Wait, it's a movie. Show? A movie, okay.
It's Alyssa Milano. Apparently, it's based on a popular novel. Parang like a one of those cheesy novels na Nora Roberts ata, if I'm not mistaken. Which I've never read before, but I know na medyo notorious siya for yung mga paperback na for a certain demographic. Anyway, parang it's a thriller also. Parang yung sister niya, basically she's trying to solve a crime, trying to find the killer. Parang ganun yung premise nung movie. But yeah, check it out if you're interested, if you're curious. Kung mahilig din kayo sa mga medyo parang siyang Hallmark movie, pero thriller. Parang ganun.
Wow, what a mix.
Parang medyo low-budget vibes. Ganun. But anyway, you know, it's fun. It's an easy watch.
Oh my gosh. So if you're into that kind of stuff, then why not, right?
Hallmark thrillers.
Na low-budget-ish. Ganda.
I'm not
please
selling it, am I?
Oh my God. Please leave a review. I don't know.
Yung Mother Android, parang malaki-laki yung budget.
Oh, I mean, it's a Netflix movie, right?
Uh-huh.
All right, there we go. That's our watch list for you for this weekend in case you need one. And we're going to give you the top 10 in just a little bit. I'm going to play you a song first so that you can take a break from that.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. It's time for another batch of the Top 10. Hello, Team Bahay.
Hello,
Team Bahay. Oh my gosh,
hello, hello.
Can you hear
me? I was on mute. Sorry.
Okay.
Can you hear me now? Okay.
Yes.
So we've got our top 10 for today. Courtesy of, you know, we're just doing this because okay. everybody's getting delivery nowadays. Let's start off at number 10 from Arvs and Carbs. I once sent an item to a person with the address only the city and barangay name. And my instructions were to look for a person named Kokoy. Nahanap niya. And the item was delivered safe and sound. Can you imagine mo, Quezon City, barangay ganyan. Look for Kokoy. Nahanap niya.
Ang galing.
Ang galing. So parang like maabilidad si Kuya Driver. I would not be able to. Hello, QC, kunyari. Can you imagine a barangay? Kahit kunyari our, kasi our village is a barangay. Like kami lang, kami na yung buong barangay. How do you find somebody in our village with just the first name? Ano, isa-isahin ko lahat ng bahay at tatanungin ko kung may Kokoy na nakatira dun sa... It's so weird.
At saka nickname pa. I don't think that's the real name.
Probably.
Diba? Diba?
Pero alam mo yun, siguro kilala. Baka kasi kilala siya dun sa area.
As Kokoy.
Diba? Mm-mm. And number 9, from Mickey Kitma, yung mas natakam ako kay kuyang nag-deliver kesa dun sa in-order kong food.
Oh, damn. Okay.
Okay. Oh, it's parang ano eh, parang scrumptious eh.
Talaga ba? Parang, ba't parang walang ganyan dito'ng nag-deliver?
Okay, oh, you should know. Ang dami-dami mong na-encounter.
Wala, never. Baka wala sa area mo.
Sa dami nang nag-deliver.
Feeling ko sa area mo.
Or baka hindi yan yung ano ko. Baka hindi yan yung type ko kasi. Or alam mo yun. Maybe for others. Baka.
Baka.
Kasi kinikwento ko nga
number,
kay ano.
Actually, si ano...
Ano?
Si Kenneth Kim Javier, did you see? Nag-tweet siya. Meron parang nag-viral na parang good-looking Lazada delivery guy.
Let me see that. Tinweet
niya. Nandun eh, sa tweet. Oh, nakatag tayong lahat.
Ay.
Pero of course, nakamask. So,
oo, nakamask.
Pero alam mo yun, merong, you see something there. So.
Oh.
Diba? Parang ano, parang.
I get it.
And ano, notice how like hindi siya naka parang uniform. It's more like a siguro side job side, lang siya. Uh-huh. Hindi siya talaga nagde-deliver as for a living. Number 8 from Memski. Ay, sorry. Kay Memski, my delivery story, nakita ko sa camera, binalibag ng delivery guy yung in-order kong TV.
No!
Hello?
Papalitan nyo yun. Bayaran nyo yun pag nasira.
Oo nga. Pero parang minsan,
diba,
no, I mean,
fair.
It'll make you think na, okay, fine, kailangan nila bayaran. But what if, you know, they don't have the money? Diba?
Eh, wag mong ibalibag kasi. Diba? For me, that's my true argument. Ba't mo
I
kasi
mean,
binalibag? Wala
money,
ka palang pampalit. Oo.
Pinatapon mo.
That's
so,
true.
Remember that, ano, there was this one delivery company that went viral during the pandemic.
Ah, yeah. Yeah. Yung parang iniitsa-itsa nila to, in the truck. I remember that. Yeah, that was such a big thing.
Yeah.
I also remember this one. Well, it was a company like...
Iniitsa talaga nila.
Uh-oh. And I also remember this one na parang they make bread and then nakikita sa camera na kumukuha
yung
delivery person.
Uh-oh.
Dun
binabawasan.
Oo, binabawasan.
Oh.
Remember?
Yikes.
Kasi ikaw, when you buy a loaf of bread, you, I don't know, ako, I never count. So parang, ano nga siya, posible.
That is so bad. That is so bad because you're basically contaminating my food.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Diba? That's
tampering
so
with the goods.
Yeah.
Number 7 from Camilo. Dahil sa switching na naganap sa aking delivery, nagkaroon tuloy ako ng ka-DM na QT. Magkita raw kami to exchange, quote, packages.
Okay. Alrighty then.
Kasi na package mo napunta sa kanya, package niya napunta sa'yo. So mag-exchange kayo ng packages. Uh-huh. And number 6, coming from Arubin, nagtaka ako but may delivery. Eh, hindi naman ako umorder. I found out eventually my 3-year-old son accidentally ordered. Kasi pinahiram ko yung phone ko sa kanya. Buti na lang,
oh
worth 200 pesos lang.
Oh my, can you imagine if it's like 10K? Ah!
Oh my gosh, I cannot. Tapos naman nakita lang niya na, oh this looks cute. Tapos na-order.
Shucks!
Oh my gosh. Pero at least ako feeling ko ano, medyo madali-dali naman to prevent. Kasi ang dami mong ikiklik eh. It's not one of those one click and you've ordered it.
Alam mo, it's possible if you're already... Yeah. But it's possible if you're already on the app. Tapos karoon naiiwan
mo
siya.
Or baka na sa cart mo na. Oo. Mm-hmm. Tapos na check out niya lang.
Sa
or,
cart.
Minsan kasi diba, when you're using other apps, lumilitaw na ad. Yung
yes. Oo. Yung parang...
shopping website. Mm-hmm. So, feeling ko, pag na-click yun, kaya nag-game siya, nag-ad ng ganun, na-click. So, ikiklik niya, diba, to try to get rid of it. But, ang mangyayari, mapupunta siya dun sa app.
Oo.
Ma-open niya yung app na yun. And then, I guess, pindut-pindut lang yung kid. So...
And especially at 3 years old, hindi pa na talaga niya naiintindihan yun. Diba? For them, it's just, oh, buttons. You know? Let me click on it. Let me
but
press
so
it.
But so funny how fearless kids are when it comes to gadgets, so whether they understand it or not, as opposed to older people who are so afraid na masisira nila yung cellphone kapag nagpipindot sila.
Kasi pag kids, they're like, diba, parang, I wanna have this. Eventually, I'm gonna get it. Diba?
And number 5 from the Super Malas Guy. True story, nainis ako kay Kuya Delivery kasi ilang beses na sinabi niya na nasa tapat na daw siya. Mas lalabas ako, wala naman. Oh. So, te-text na naman, nasa tapat na siya. Mas lalabas ako, wala naman. Only to find out later, office ko pala yung napin ko na delivery address. Kaya pala hindi kami nagkikita. Eh, nasa bahay siya.
Yeah. I mean,
alam mo yung
that happens.
Nako-confuse. Lalo na dalawa yung lagi mong... pinapa-deliveran when you're at work and when you're at home.
I'm just lucky malapit yung pareho sa akin. It happened to me multiple times and usually, ganon, parang I just tell the delivery guy na, Kuya, sorry, na mali yung pin, pero nandito lang ako sa ganito, ganyan. Yeah. Sasabihin ko yung location ko. And they're usually naman, it's not a problem kasi nga super lapit lang.
So. Ang lapit lang kasi.
Ako, nangyari sa akin as the delivery person. As in, because I was delivering, kasi if it's like within our area, we can deliver the coffee to you, like for free. So, that's what I did. Like, alam mo yung parang parang nag-automatic yung brain ko na pumunta ako agad dun sa house that I know, that's in my head. So, I took a photo of the coffee, of their front gate, yung number nung bahay. And then I waited for like 10 minutes and then the girl messaged me, that's not our house po. And I'm like,
oh my God.
As in like, okay. Pili ko tuloy na creep out yung mga may-ari nung house. Because I was just there in front. Tapos sumigaw pa ako ng coffee. Gawin pa ako. Coffee for Iya. Gawin pa ako.
Sige siya, na may weirdo.
May weirdo sa labas na nakabike.
As in, sa labas.
I was there for like a solid 10 minutes. So, mali pala siya.
Number 4 from Kez Villaraza. My delivery story. Nag-message ako kay seller kasi yung isang solar light na binili ko, hindi gumagana. Ang reply niya, crying emoji.
Yung parang
Aphelia.
Oh,
wow,
my
wow.
God, Wisit.
Wow,
I need a solution.
Parang yung ano number nga, three. Ganyan di ba mag-react si George? Pag, pa, wala na akong load. Oh, wow, ako
crying
din.
Emoji.
Crying emoji. Tapos minsan magre-reply pa siya, ako din. Yung parang, sa wala, ganun.
So, wala akong mahihita dito. Ganon.
I-escalode muna. Di ba pwede naman, direct?
Paano yun?
Ma, hindi ko alam kung simple. Kasi before, nung college ako, usually ganun yung ginagawa. Para escalode.
Para direction.
Tapos, para magpare. Kasi minsan, ano, as ano naman, as the person who na magpapadala, nakakatamad din kasi na mag-send ng load because you're gonna have to press nga all those buttons. Dapat alam mo pa yung mga... Pero kapag in-escalode ka kasi, ang gagawin mo lang is to reply parang with yes or no or something like that. Which is so much easier, diba? So yeah. Parang, kumbaga ikaw na nga yung nanghihingi ng load, di ikaw na yung do all the work. Para ako, magre-reply na lang ako ng yes kung gusto ko tang padalan. Diba? Parang ganun. So, alam ko may ganun eh. I don't know if it's like it now.
Gets.
Sugar baby na sugar baby.
Ay,
yun.
Sugar baby. For all the time.
Sugar baby moves.
Sugar baby ng dating eh. Alam na alam eh. Number 3 from JR Keita. My delivery story. Yung ilang beses siya nagpaikot-ikot kasi hindi niya ako makita. Tapos after an hour, nung nakarating siya, sabi niya sa akin, andiyan ka lang pala, sir. Tagal kitang hinihintay. Sorry, pero kinilig ako. Sabi ni JR. Kasi napaka-K-drama daw nung datinga nung exchange nila.
Ako, alam mo, I get, I've been, hindi, siguro mga couple of times, hindi naman sa kinilig ako dun sa driver. I'm more like, oh, that's so nice. Yung parang, there's this one time I ordered, like, this is during, like, the height of the lockdown. I ordered something and they were like, before even getting the item, they texted me, ma'am, thank you po sa pag-order. Ito po, hanap buhay ko. Yung parang medyo nagkwento siya. Na parang, thank you, sana po hindi kayo mag-cancel. Wow. And I'm like, oh, that's so nice. So, nag-tip ako. Kasi parang, that's just really nice.
Oo.
Ang galing. Kasi diba, ikaw nice. Na nga nag-order it. Tapos parang, sila pa yung nag-thank you.
And number two from Victoriano, umorder ako ng mga midnight. I work for a certain food brand, pero okay. Umorder ako sa competitor brand kasi sila yung open ng 24 hours sa lugar namin. And problema, kilala din ako ng mga rider nila. So, madalas, binibiro nila ako. Sasabihin nila sa akin, kayo sir ha, sa lawahan.
May judgment! Why?
I'm sure nakakasawa na kung buka na nag-work, palagi yun yung kinakain mo, tapos doon ka pa mag-order, di ba? So, makakaya. Ano lang, you can just say it's for research.
For research!
O, di ba? Pwede naman.
Hindi, or sabihin mo, parang, hindi, gusto ko lang kasi makatikim ng pagkain hindi masarap.
Yung yucky.
Oo, kasi nasanay na ako sa quality food. Kaya ko naman yung pagkain na walang kwenta.
Ganda.
And the top, my delivery story, comes from Archer Aguilar.
Archer Aguilar says,
one time I ordered food for the purpose of giving it to the delivery guy.
Okay.
Yung parang magkawang gawa ka, ganun. Pagbigay ko sa kanya, ang sabi niya, grabe naman, ma'am. Bakit walang fries?
Oh, my God. Oh, you thought.
Kala mo, no? Kala mo parang, thank you po, ang bait-bait nyo pa. Nagreklamo pa. Ba't dalang fries? Paano niya kakainin yung
kasi
burger?
Kasi inompleto. Ito naman si Art.
Hindi
naman.
Gagawa ka na lang ng kawang gawa. Hindi pa yung... Ayusin mo!
Isip ka naman ang ano.
Naanin ko to, dibitin, walang fries. But there you go. We've got a couple of more batches for you. But when we come back,
TMR Top 10, The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Hello, Team Bahay. We are live. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okie dokie. So, we've got our top 10 for today. Let's thank, we don't have topic sender. But we are doing the top 10. Hashtag my delivery story. Okay.
Oh my gosh, here we go.
So, usong-uso yan. And let's start off at number 10 from Rudes Antonio. One time, binigay ko yung address ko sa isang quote, friend. Ayun, mayat maya, may kumakatok sa unit ko, may pina-food delivery pala. Sana all.
Mm-mm.
Alam mo yung yung di ka naman humihingi, wala namang special occasion, pero wala lang. Naisip lang niya na magpadala.
Oh, that's a
sweet
diba?
Gesture. Yeah.
Number 9 from the Super Malas Guy. Noong one time, nasabay-sabay yung delivery namin sa bahay. Nagpatugtog kami ng graduation song habang sinisigaw ni Kuya yung name ng pinag-delivery isa-isa. So, kaya, Rika! Tan 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 tan. We're proud of you.
We're proud of you.
Ganda nun. Ang ganda nun. Siguro natuwa si Kuya Ryder. Number 8 from Memski. My delivery story. Nag-order ako para sa pamilya ko for Christmas. dumating New Year na.
Oh, I know how you feel. My Christmas presents still haven't arrived.
What?
Grabe.
Yeah. I ordered it like 2 weeks before Christmas and it hasn't arrived yet.
Well, you kind of understand it too. It's because they were deluged with all the Christmas deliveries.
Yeah, but come on. 3 weeks later?
Actually. No more than.
Four. Almost four.
Diba? Almost four. Kasi ano na, it's been a week since New Year.
Like, I literally had to buy contingency gifts on the day of, you know, I thought they were gonna send it. I was like, okay, it's gonna arrive today, and it didn't, so I had to go and buy gifts. So now I'm gonna get a bunch of gifts that I don't know what to do with. I'm probably just gonna make them birthday presents.
Sabihin ko dun sa kukontsabahin ko yung binila ni Marky ng gift ko. Sasabihin ko, wag nyo i-deliver. Tapos sasabihin ko, Marky, may contingency gift ka muna kasi mukhang di dadating yung gift mo. Ang sarap na na regaluhan ni Marky. Meron pang, while my first gift, my real gift is not there, here, let me give you another gift. Ang sarap naman nun. And number 7, coming from Camilo. My delivery story, yung cellphone lang naman yung binili mo, pero yung packaging pang ref. Alam mo yung, you appreciate the effort na to protect it. Pero yeah. Diyos ko naman, huwag naman ganun.
Yeah. Especially when they do a gift inside a gift inside a gift inside a gift inside a gift.
Yeah, no, it's such a thing.
Yeah. Just you know, they it is something special. It is a special gesture, but like, it's a waste of package material.
True.
Natawa ako dun sa ano eh. Dun sa, there was this video na pinost ni Luis Manzano. Tawa ko ng tawa. It was an iPhone box. Mm. So binigay niya dun sa, ayun ko kung daddy ba niya yun or lolo niya. Tapos, oy, thank you, pare, thank you, thank you. Tapos pagbukas niya yung iPhone box. Legit ha, iPhone box. Pagbukas niya ang laman, kanin tsaka galunggong.
Ang ganda.
Ay, oo, yung ano yun, yung dad sa TikTok na laging galit.
Ayun ba yan? Okay. Tawang-tawa ako, guys. Ang cute kasi ng pagkaka-layout doon sa iPhone box.
Parang baon. Lunchbox very talaga. Baon.
Para siyang baon, ang linis nung kanin. Tapos merong galung... Yung maliit na galunggong ba yun? Yung mas manipis eh. Para siyang whatever you call that fish. Tawang-tawa ako talaga. Mura siya ng mura. Ang lutong-lutong nung mura.
Pero ganun
kasi
din
natawa lang ako.
Ganun din kami sa family. That's what my parents do. They get old boxes of old, you know, materials. Yeah. And that's what they use to pack for gifts. I don't know if that's what you guys also
kami,
do.
Kami, ano, sometimes may ganun, pero sometimes they give out fake gifts. Yung kunwari, sasabihin pa nila, meron pa silang spiel na, di ba you wanted that green jacket? Tapos, bibigyan nila ako ng green jacket from my closet. As in, yung parang, yung parang nalokoy mo na, oh, ito di ba green to? Oh, here's your gift. Sarang kami, okay. Thank you.
Ay, nako. Mga ganun talaga siya eh. Like, pero, well, sa akin kasi, ano na, parang it doesn't really work anymore. Kasi nga, because of all the pranks, medyo we're already primed to be suspicious when somebody gives us a gift na just a little bit too expensive than expected. You're like, are you really going to give me an iPhone? Parang I'm very suspicious. So I'm half expecting na galunggong yung laman or something.
True.
And number 6 from Archer Aguilar. My delivery story. Nag-text si Kuya Delivery na mali-late daw siya kasi maulan. So sabi ko, no worries, ingat po, worth it naman yung hihintayin. Tapos natawa ko kasi reply ni Kuya, hihihi, thank you naman, ma'am.
What?
What I meant was the package. Pero okay, hindi ko na siya kinorekt. Akala niya siya yung ano, yung worth it na hihintayin. Hindi niya alam what Archer meant was the package.
Mm-hmm.
Well, but what package? Okay.
Your package.
Your package.
Behave.
I'm just asking.
Behave.
I'm wondering what kind of package we're talking about.
Ikaw, ina-expect ko dahil nga little homage to my delivery girl na join ka sa amin, nakadrag, nakakainis naman to.
Oo nga. Dapat nag-drag ako.
Naman, dapat naka-mother Bianca.
Kahit yung today, ano, kahit yung madre drag lang.
Oo nga.
Kahit madre drag. Kahit yung madre drag.
Papalatag ako.
Mm-mm. Yun.
Wala akong and, ano, Dale. I'll ask my tita.
Yeah.
Ay, naku, Marky. Mag-aaway na naman kayo. Sabi niya, inappropriate. Number five, coming from JR Keita. True story. Whenever I order some naughty things online, I always make sure na nakapangalan sa kapatid ko. Pero, I also make sure na nandun ako on the day of the delivery para pag hinanap kung para kanino, siya ang hahanapin. Pero ako ang mag-receive.
Ayan eh, yung mga kapatid na namamahamak, di ba Rika?
Di ba Rika?
Di ba Boju? Di ba?
Na, I can almost imagine, no, yung mga like ice pick, lubid, ano niya kay Diche, tapos pero actually para sa kanya yun. Para pag kunyari nagkaroon ng ano, uh-oh, investigation, si Diche yung hahanapin ng kapulisan.
Ay, grabe, alam mo, grabe, the best talaga si Diche kapag sinendan mo siya ng link. As in, kasama sa cart bigla. Pero, dapat may ano eh, parang kailangan may restraint ka din kasi kapag sobra-sobra, may sasabihin siya. But if it's like, you know, once a month, you're like, uy, baka naman pwede mo ito isama sa cart mo. Diretso.
Alam mo, Diche, sisenda na rin kita.
Sendan mo lang ng link. Try.
Diche! Meron na bibili lang. No, and then, Diche, ano? Ito, ano, personal message ko. Personal message sige talaga to Diche. Diche, ako napakababaw ng kaligayahan ko. Ano lang? Dyson lang.
So, Malita bagay, Diche. Grabe naman.
Dyson lang.
Ako din naman. Sige, Dyson, ano, si Chico, vacuum. O sige, kahit ano, kahit air wrap na lang
air
sa
wrap
akin, Diche.
O sige.
Oo.
O sige, add to cart na yan.
Former president?
Air wrap! Dyson air wrap! Air wrap. Chico! Nasa palungkit eh!
Dyson Estrada.
Akala ko, sabi ko, wow, hindi ang
air wrap. Ano, diba? Kahit yung buong Dyson, pwede.
Sabi ko, aba, ano? Grabe! Ang peg na ngayon ni Hazel, ha?
Uy, pero naman ko, parang bumata siya.
Si Era?
Oh, no, I don't know.
Hindi ko alam eh, pero parang yung mga nakikita kong recent clips, parang napansin ko, parang lumalit.
Hello, parang, baka ano.
Feeling ko stem cell. Alam mo yun?
Or baka filter. Oo, baka filter.
Hindi, you can't filter ano eh. You can't filter parang the how they move. It's more like parang gumalik yung step niya. Parang ganun.
Baka stem cell. Baka stem cell.
Oh, wait. Sabi ni Japat, di ba inaano natin si Marky na ba't hindi siya nakadrag? Sabi niya, nga eh. Sabi niya, it's not too late. Magbihis ka na lang to drag. Take it off.
Take it off.
Wow.
Magbihis on cam.
Let me change lang.
And number four from JJ Gayosa. My delivery story. I don't place a grab food or whatever delivery food order whenever there's an impending storm. Kasi I really feel bad seeing them getting drenched by the rain. Na parang mas alaga pa yung food ko kaysa sa sarili nila. I know a lot of people, they tweet that, di ba? Pag yung kasagsaga ng storm, and obviously a lot of people don't have food kasi hindi sila makalabas, so magde-delivery sila. They point it out lang na parang, FYI guys, hindi naman sa we're stopping you, pero, you know, isipin nyo rin yung
rider,
the danger, you know, if that the riders go through, yeah, if it's a particularly strong storm.
True.
Yeah, so
yeah, like I tend to
number three from Genshin Impact. Yeah.
Yeah. No, if someone delivers something, especially during a storm, I usually tell them to just wait it out.
Yeah,
or maybe just deliver it tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah. If it's not food. But like I guess because food is so near me, I can just go downstairs and get my own food. So,
saka wag lang yung at the peak. Di ba like usually yung peak pa ng storm, mga 2 hours, ganyan. Yung palagpasin nyo lang yung part na yun so that it's not too dangerous. Because like literally they can be hit by some flying piece of yero or something, di ba? Nakakatakot lang kasi.
Di ba? Scary.
Number 3 from Genshin Impacto. Ang usual kong dinadahilan pag medyo madalas-dalas yung parcel ko. Hindi ma, nanalo lang ako sa isang contest sa Facebook. Para hindi ka mabuking. And at number 2 from Victoriano, my delivery story. Minsan may nag-text sa akin, sabi, hello sir, sa dating lugar ba ulit? 1,500 lang. As in promise, kinabahan ako kasi akala ko, isa sa mga nakabooking ko dati. Yung pala may coming lang akong parcel.
Oh my God. Bakit naniningil siya? Yung inisip niya.
Oo, tsaka yun yung rate? 1,500? Okay.
Oh my God.
Also, the top, my delivery story comes from this guy, JV.
This guy, JV, says,
true story, company Halloween party 2020 via Zoom, 11 p.m. Biglang may nag-deliver. Yeah, that late at night. Nakalimutan ko, naka-valak costume pala ako. Kinlame ko yung food delivery. And the rider screamed when he saw me.
Alam mo.
Imaginein mo si yung
Vala.
Yung bumukas ng pinto si Vala.
Oh my gosh. Chico, let's do ano, napapanatag with Valak outfit.
Oh, Valak. Yung isa naka-drag makeup, yung isa naka-valak.
Naka-valak, oo nga.
Naka-valak! Oo, ako na yung valak.
Pero alam niyo, nung last Halloween party, I had to go down nang naka-Avril Lavigne costume ako. So,
ako din! Ako din, naka-iPad ako, di ba?
Oo, ako naman, yung eyeliner na todo-todo. As in, alam mo, kasi padating pa lang ako, medyo nag-chuckle na si Kuya. So, parang sinakyan ko na lang yung ano, yung trip.
Hello, so, ako parang naka-ano, diba Madam X ako, Madonna, pero naka-basketball shorts.
Hindi, natawa ako dun sa ano, yung I heard this story na parang, meron silang office mate that medyo, ano siya, in the closet, but a lot of his office mates, kind of like no naman, yun nga, na parang, siguro ano to, parang, you know, baby in the closet lang, di pa siya nagka-come out. So, there's this one time, costume party daw nila sa office. Tapos, valak yung ano niya, valak yung costume niya. So, dun sa chat group nila, ng magkaka-office mates. So, tinanong siya na parang, what are you going as? Eh, tapos na ano siya, as in same letters, nagka-mix up lang. Imbis na valak, vakla ang nalagay niya. So, lahat daw sila ay ready na siya.
Here we go.
Ready.
Well, dangerously close kasi yung ano, yung spelling.
Oo nga.
Kasi nga, di ba, when you think about it, valak, pag
in-rumble mo yung letters.
Yung K nilipat mo dun sa
gitna.
For the first day. Vakla.
Vakla.
Ang cute.
Oh my
and,
gosh.
And there you go. So, the top 10 my delivery story in all your tweets.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Okay, so we have a special guest joining us on Facebook Live. So, if you guys want to know who our special guest is, then go ahead and join us, facebook.com/rx931. Don't worry, hindi pa naka-on yung mics nyo, okay? Kasi gusto kong tumigil muna kayo before we go on air, okay? So here we go. We have somebody joining us on the show. We are on air. Okay, sinasabi ko lang, on air na po tayo, on air. There we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, the viral sensation. Pero yung okay na viral ha, hindi yung ano, yung STD na viral.
Yung mga scandal ganon.
Oh, yeah. The one and only daughter, Josa Pipay Kips.
Hello, everyone!
Hello! Oh.
Alam mo, maganda sana pagka sabi nung Pipay, biglang malalaglag yung isang strap nung ano mo.
Ayo.
Ay, ang ganda nun! Ay.
Collarbone Gaming! Grabe, parang pwedeng sumalo ng ano, tubig ulan.
Good morning sa lahat, ano? Gusto ko yung marami na tayo na chika kanina, tsaka nyo lang ako pinakilala, di ba?
Hindi, kasi I actually, ano, we gave you the chance to be off-air para ma-splook mo lahat.
Sabi ko na.
Before.
Tapos na ako, goodbye.
Before we go on-air.
Hello, everyone. Saan ba to? Sa Facebook o sa radio?
Hindi, nag-on-air na tayo sa Facebook kanina pa. Tapos, uh-oh, I mean, like, nasa Facebook pa tayo. And then after that, now, we're on air now sa radio.
Yes.
So,
radio.
Medyo naging G-rated na tayo ng ano, very light.
Slight.
Ah, okay.
Oo.
Hindi medyo salita na mga kung ano-ano.
Hindi, okay naman. Lang naman.
Okay lang.
Mm-mm.
Okay lang.
Kasi ituturo
okay
namin yung mga para
sa radio,
ha? Ah, talaga?
Oo. Oh,
oh, hello! Guys, be
kind. Oh, nice.
Dati nakikinig ako mga story sa radio eh. Tapos ngayon, ito na. Hello. Ayan. Gusto ko yung nag-dress pa ako pero hindi naman ako makikita sa radio.
Ayan. Well, ano, you can show people
sa
here.
Sa Facebook Live.
Oh, Facebook Live, go. Facebook tayo ka.
Live. Kaya nga.
Ganda.
Talaga
pull down.
Apron po ito. Apron po talaga. Apron siya. Hello sa mga nakikinig ngayon. Sana masaya kayo. Advance Merry Christmas kung hindi kayo INT. At ayun, ang wish ko sa inyo is, sana hindi kayo nag-a-addict at sana hindi kayo lasinggera.
What's happening?
Oh my God!
Magandang paalala yun.
Yeah, that's actually, so, oo, totoo naman. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good morning sa lahat.
So ito,
aga-aga, ha?
Kasi Pipa, yeah, we have our parang portion called the top 10. Tapos, in honor of your guesting, ang topic namin ngayon, my delivery story. Because, you know, you can catch our very own Marky and also Pipa sa My Delivery Girl. And so, you know, maraming kwento eh about yung delivery. Kanina may kwento ka, pero wag na natin sabihin on air about yung mga pina-deliver mo na medyo ibang tao ang nakatanggap. Oo, sige. So, we'll give you the top 10 tapos join in ka lang. Tell us if you agree with it, if something similar happened to you.
Okay,
kung,
okay.
Kung ano pa. Okay, so, here we go. My delivery story. Let's start off at number 10.
Number
10. Coming from Wildfire, pinadala ako ng regalo ng tita ko nung Pasko. Siyempre, because COVID, pinadeliver lang. Pagsilip ko sa wrapper, towel. Hindi makmahilig sa towel. So, pinadeliver ko na lang sa inaanak ko na wala pa akong regalo.
Mm-mm.
But, dahil hindi ko siya binuksan, hindi ko nakita na naka-embroider pala yung pangalan ko
dun sa towel.
Oh,
no!
So, nung sinabi nung ano ko, pamangkin ko na, nung inaanak ko na, bakit may pangalan nyo? Ang sabi ko na lang, sorry, dapat meron nakalagay from Wildfire.
Ah, para-paraan. Oh, or ano, para hindi, inaanak, para hindi mo ako makalimutan. Lagi mo maalala si Ninong o si Nina.
Na sa akin galing, gano'n.
Mm-hmm.
So, pero syempre, nakakaloka yung towel galing ospital, gano'n.
Hotel.
Sorry, galing hotel, no?
Mm-mm. Actually, mas ano na ako. Mas okay na ako sa towel na galing ospital kaysa towel na galing ano?
Motel.
Kasi ipinunas na yun sa mga bagay-bagay eh dahil hindi natin
alam. Alam mo naman kung anong nangyayari sa
motel.
Anong bagay-bagay?
Ay, itong nilikang to? Nakatatanong pa?
Kasi ayun yung mga bagay na pag natuyo, naninilaw.
Alam mo ano yun? Laway.
Laway.
Laway. Laway. Muta. Muta. Oo, muta.
Kadiri.
Langon.
Oh my God.
Tama na. Marky.
Tama na, Marky.
One by one.
Number 9 from Underburner. A group of teens pushed the bar by giving their legit address and contact details. When our rider arrived at an empty house, he called the police and we found them hiding next door and they were forced to come out. Bayad sila. Amateurs. Alam mo yung nagpa-prank? Di ba mga buisit yung mga yan? Yung mga magpapa-deliver, kawawa naman yung mga rider. Tapos they give a different address or worse, parang ganito. They give an address of an empty house. And they don't realize you know, the penalty will go to the rider, you know.
Yeah.
So, kawawa naman, di ba? So, mga walang kwenta.
Di ba, I don't get what they find fun in that.
Yeah.
So, parang,
yeah.
So ano right? Masaya dun? Oo, ang tama lang, nakairita.
Well, something similar nangyari sa akin, but not because someone else ordered it for me. Pero nag-order ako ng something, ng food, tapos biglang hindi dumating after 1 hour. And I was like, saan ba yung food ko? Eh, kala ng group of food deliverers, nasa Orchard Road ako, Singapore.
Oh my gosh!
Ay, saan ko na Singapore?
Pinadala sa Orchard Road, Singapore, yung pagkain ko. Sabi ko, gutom na ako, ha? Saan yung food ko?
Punta ka daw muna Singapore, gano'n.
Oo, fly na muna ako Singapore.
Pero totoo yan, ha? Yung mga nantitrip na ganyan, marami na ako stories na rinig dyan. Alam mo, totoo siya, and it's sad, nakakalungkot yung gano'n. Kasi ang nagsasuffer dyan, yung mga riders,
oh,
diba?
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, ano? Yun, wala lang. Hindi siya masaya. Hindi siya very good. Ang dami mong pwedeng gawin, actually. Ang dami na apekto dyan. First of all, yung seller, tapos yung rider, di ba?
Yeah.
Abala yan sa kanila. Inaabala nyo yung oras nila, tapos nakakasira pa kayo sa trabaho nila. So, huwag nyong gawin yung gano'n.
Oh, they should make it, ano? Di ba, like sa US, pag 911, if you make a false 911 call.
Yeah,
you go to jail.
Yes. At saka may bayad yun.
Oh. Yes, yes.
Actually, mayroong reverse prank na nakita ko na ganyan sa TikTok. Fun. Na parang pagdating nung delivery, they look for the nanay dun sa parang tindahan. Parang andyan po ba si blah blah? Tapos ako po yun, bakit? And nandito na po yung in-order nyo. Wala po akong in-order. Tapos parang 10K worth of goods yung kunyaring dinideliver. So, syempre si mother parang nagpa-panic na siya na parang, ha? Wala po talaga ako in-order. Tapos yun pala, pinaprank siya ng daughters niya. Tapos, surprise, pagbukas ng car na delivery, happy birthday.
Oh,
tapos,
that's so cute.
Guys, I'm hormonal. Umiyak ako kahapon.
Alam mo, dapat ganyan, mga good pranks, alam mo yun? Kasi yung mga yung mga klase ng prank na hindi naman maganda, paano kung balikan kayo ng Diyos, kayo yung prank, bawian kayo ng buhay. Diba?
Grabe yung nag-escalate. Oh my God.
Ganon? Hindi, wala lang. I don't get na nagbabother kayo ng mga oras tao. Paano kung pagtripang kayo ng Diyos, diba? Ganon.
True. Karma is real, di ba?
Yeah.
Daughter.
Diyos ko, buhay agad ang bawian. Ano? And na-stress ako doon. Number 8 from Call Me Rovi. So sobrang dalas kong magpa-deliver, naging close na ng tatay ko yung delivery guy. Kaya pag meron siyang hindi mahanap na address in our area, ang cute-cute, sa bahay namin siya pupunta, kakausapin niya yung tatay ko para magtanong kung nasan yun. So yung parang yung dad pa niya yung parang naging consultant nung driver. Kasi nga sobrang taga doon siya. So I mean it's nice when you like create genuine bonds with people na.
Yes.
Yung nga, di ba? Parang, yung you don't treat them like robots or ano, na you treat them like humans na you create friendships, you create genuine connections.
Yes. Totoo yan, ha? Tapos parang dito sa amin, kaya tropa ko yung mga taga-kanto. Kasi pagka ano, sa kanila nagtatanong, kaya huwag niya uwayin yung mga tropa niya sa kanto, ha? Kasi sila yung taga-turo ng bahay.
Yeah, what if, di ba, ituro sa iba?
Actually. Pero parang plot ng BL yung ano, ha? Yung shinare mo na entry.
Kaya nga eh.
Di ba na-imagine mo? Yung parang nakaband na niya yung tatay. Tapos, hanggang padalasan ng padalas yung pag-visit niya at pagtatanong. Parang very BL, promise.
Ginawa mo pang stepmom yung rider.
Ang ganda.
Diba? May pag-anon eh. May mga story.
Hindi. Tanong ko nga kay Pipay. Sabi mo, diba yung wag mong basta-basta ano yung mga tropa mo sa kanto. Tropa lang ba ang nasa kanto?
Ay!
Ano yan? Wala ko narinig.
Tropa lang ba ang matatagpuan sa kanto? Ano pa?
mga kapamilya.
Gusto maging kapamilya.
O, diba? Ayaw nyo ng bastos. Tapos pinipilit nyo ako magbastos.
Pinupush ka namin.
Ayaw nga,
the limit.
And it happens.
Uh-oh. It does happen, di ba? Yung mga Earth.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yes.
Ito cute to from Abby CJ at number 7. Yung nagde-deliver sa office namin, dahil regular na siya, sinasabayan na din niya ng pagbenta ng cookies para daw extra niya. And sa sobrang babait naman siya ay naaawa kami. Nagbilihan lagi. Nagbibilihan kami lagi. So, iba yung dine-deliver niya. Meron lang siyang side ano na, I also sell cookies just in case. So, sila naman parang natutuwa sa pagiging ano niya, abilidad niya.
Uh-oh.
They, yeah, they buy rin from him.
Ang lakas maka-girl scout nung ganun titinda ng cookies. Pero ayun. Ang galing. Sobrang tipag niya. And,
diba? And you kind of want to reward that kind of resourcefulness.
Saka cookies, ah. Parang
ganun, di ba?
Parang may pang-cookies, ah. Usually, di ba yung ganyan, kakanin. Dito sa Pilipinas, ah. Matay nagbebenta ng kakanin. Oo.
Yes.
Ang cute. Tapos doon mo makikita ng maparaan talaga yung mga tao, no? Para, alam mo yun.
Hindi, tsaka, di ba, they're already delivering anyway. So, at saka hindi naman bawal, di ba? Parang pwedeng-pwede.
Yeah. That's the thing. Hindi naman bawal. So, do it. Kung gusto nyo, di ba?
Do it. Parang extra service lang yun, do. Extra service.
Oh. Kunyari ba, massage ka lang dapat. Pero may.
Pero,
may mani-pedi. May mani-pedi.
May mani-pedi. May facial.
Ah, facial. Kailan ka mo huling nagpa-facial, ano, Pipay?
Ako? Kasi ang dermatologist ko ang Diyos eh. So, every
time. Ah! Natural.
Ano,
yes.
Glowing. Glowing ka talaga.
Mm-mm. Glowing.
Glowing.
Oo, nag-prepare si daughter. Galing. Oo.
Hindi, ah, nag-lipstick lang ako tapos sumarap na ako sa camera.
Wow.
Camera ready.
Yes, ayan, yeah.
And, from Puchoy Choi at number 6, yung pinsan ko kasi, siya yung taga-receive ko ng parcels. And we call each other bestie. Our suking delivery guy would hear it a lot that we call each other bestie. Minsan, pag wala yung pinsan ko, he would call me instead. Now, he calls me Sir Bestie and I call him Kuya Bestie.
Cute!
May nickname na sila sa isa't isa.
Cutie.
Makikita mo yung band, no? Sobrang ano. Ang cute. Ang cute lang ng ganon.
Naging best. Sasabihin na naman ni Hazel, parang BL.
Ayaw.
Oh, eh, why not? Diba? Ang ganda kayang ano plot nun.
Tapos ano, magiging sila, Hazel? Ganon ba?
Oh, eh, ayaw mo. Diba? Parang cute.
Diba nga? Huwag kang mag-ano dyan, ayaw magpakita.
Nag-issue talaga. Magpakita ka daw, Hazel.
Nababother si Pipay. Hindi ka nagpapakita.
Sisendan ka na lang namin ng photo ni Hazel.
Ayan yung photo ko.
Basta kamukha niya to si Angelica.
Angelica.
Magkamukha sila.
Face reveal. Kailangan makakumpirma ko yan. Siguro may ano to. May an-an to. Kaya gano'n. Ayaw magpakita.
Hindi mo alam si Hazel nung high school ang nickname niya sa ano sa eskwela nila an Angelina Jolie.
Oh my God. The slander.
Okay, yung bato na kasi ano, Chico yung totoong nickname na bato.
Sabi ni
inanyo ko siya talaga si bato.
Kaya nga eh.
Ano, Pipay, huwag ka daw mag-alala. After the show, papadalan ka ni Hazel ng picture.
Nee,
yung pinapadala niya. Yung pinapadala niya sa mga DM. Sa mga DM ng sa Instagram.
Baka mag-sisip ka.
Sige. Padala ka ng app. Tapos lalagay ko sa mga dulo ng kwarto ko. Panakot ng daga. Ayan. I-explain natin. Ayan. And, ano number na tayo?
Number 5 from the Super Malas guy. My delivery story. Sa sobrang close namin ni Kuya Delivery, one time, ang dineliver niya, invitation nila sa kasal nila.
Oh, that's so cute.
Wow, cute.
Oh, cute naman.
Ang cute naman nun. Parang family member ka na, iniimbita ka na niya sa kasal nila.
Uy, grabe, that's a big thing, ha? Diba?
Iniimbita siya sa kasal para mag-deliver. Ganon.
Siya naman ang
ganon ang ganap niya. Oo. Pero ang cute.
Ikaw naman na magde-deliver.
Doon mo makikita na nag-build na siya ng trust doon sa, ano, sa driver para imbitahin kahit hindi niya ka mag-anak. Ang cute. O tapos ano na naman, Hazel? Ipigilan niya yung kasal, tapos BL na naman.
Ayaw mo na naman, di ba?
Maraming ano yung sena.
I object.
Siya ko ng future panoorin si Chico kasi favorite niya na genre yun.
BL?
Oo. Mm-hmm. Yung parang ano ba pwede pa? Ano ba pwedeng ano ibig sabihin ng BL other than that? Vacation location.
Vacation leave.
I therefore conclude na si Hazel ang target niya lang sa buhay ay manira ng mga relasyon. Kasi ang iniisip niya lagi, tulad kanina, tatay daw, tapos may ano, tapos ang gusto mo, BL.
Grabe, confirmed! Confirmed!
Ano ka ba? Are you psychic?
Bakit alam mo yun?
Alagad ka ng
the accuracy!
Bakit ganon?
Sobrang accurate, Pipay. Ang galing mo dun.
Siguro piyuhin mo si Satanas.
Grabe, ang accurate.
Accurate. Ayan, ang dami umagree. Hazel, huwag kang dadaan sa Maria Clara. Kuraan talaga kita.
Ang ganda.
Ay, and number four from Arbs and Carbs, my delivery story. Whenever I feel bad na marami akong masyado akong maraming nabili online during the lockdown, I just tell myself, aba, I'm sustaining somebody's livelihood. Except yours. Kasi sila kumikita. Ikaw ang
nakakaw ng pinag. Hindi ako nag-react kasi hindi ko naintindihan. Tagalogin niyo yun. Matagalun ako. Ano
da? Diba?
So, nabibigyan niyo daw sila, trabaho.
Yes,
hindi sila makamove on. Nasa ibang entry na tayo. Nandun pa rin sila sa pagiging accurate ni Pipay.
Ang galing mo din talaga.
Ang galing ko. Sabi na nahulaan kita, Hazel.
Oh,
diba ano? It takes one to know one.
Takes one to know one.
Since manguhula si Pipay, hulain nyo yung si Chico and Rica. What are their past?
Alam mo, total kanina pa sila umaagree kay Hazel. Siguro mga kasabwat yan. Paninira ng mga pamilya at paninira ng mga buhay. Alam mo, palitan nyo itong morning rush ng morning kabet.
Ang galing mo talaga doon.
Hindi good vibes yung morning rush. Tutorial ko kung paano manira ng pamilya. Tutorial ko. Hazel, kaya siguro ayaw magpakita ng mukha kasi ayaw mo masampahan ng kaso.
Marami kasing pinagtataguan.
Maraming naghahanap ni Hazel.
Number three from Archer Aguilar. My delivery story. Yung 1 month akong hindi nakapag-online shopping. Tapos finally naka-order ako ulit. Pagdating ni Kuya Delivery Guy, sabi niya sa akin, buti na lang, ma'am. Kala ko kasi namatay na kayo, kaya hindi kayo nag-order.
Oh my God!
Morbid!
Grabe! Inis
alam mo yung kasi sa sobrang dalas niya, yung parang like, ano nangyari? Ba't biglang tumigil lahat ng deliveries ko sa kanya?
Oh my God! Natakot
si Kuya.
Alam mo ngayon, I therefore conclude na malapit nang ang paghuhukom. Ba't ganyan kayo mag-isip? Hindi na umorder, matay na. Hindi ba pwedeng ano?
Nagtitipid. Nagtitipid.
Pechad peligro.
Kaya nga. Paano kung lumipat lang siya ng online shopping? Ano? Masyado pa. Sino letter sender na yan? Kakatuhan din yan.
So agad. Blatter agad.
Ito pang ano to. Para kay Rica to, para kay Rica. Sige. Number two from this guy, JV. This is not my story, but there was a story circulating before from someone who purchased a jacket from an online store. Tapos nung dineliver yung jacket, nung kinakalikot na niya yung jacket, he discovered an ID of a missing person in one of the pockets.
Oh my God.
Wait,
oh my
ano God. To? Parang thrifted, ano?
Parang ganun siguro.
Grabe.
Uy, nakakatakot na. Oh,
oh. At saka hindi ba ano yun? Dapat i-report mo yun sa mga police, di ba?
Yeah.
Pag ganun.
Oh, oh, for sure.
Kasi di ba, like, pwede nilang matrack. Pwede nilang matrack. Kunyari, pwede nilang benta nun sa trip.
Sino nagbenta nun?
Ano? Di ba? Alam mo, pwede talaga ako mag-investigador eh.
Simulan mo na dyan kay Rita.
Hindi, ito. Sige, ano ka, di ba? Investigador ka? Nung nagkakilala kayo ni Marky, ano ang na-discover mo tungkol kay Marky?
Hala!
Ay, nako!
Ay, nako!
Hey, wag niyo akong simulan. May masamang career tonight, today.
Sige na.
This morning. May mawawalan talaga ng mga racket this morning. Alam ko, may flow, sinasabi sa inyo. Blind item! Sino ito?
Itong si Pipay, inuunahan niya ako sa mga ano boys. Oo. Una si Rocky Salumbides, yung pangalawa si ano?
Si ano?
Oo.
Akala ko na una ka sa kanyang ending, nakita ko sa archive ko, ako pala unang nakahalik.
Ay!
Oh my God! Pasensya na po. MTRCB, pasensya. Haulang po. Opo.
Dapat okay, mag-ano tayo, mag-FMK tayo kay Pipay. Doon sa mga co-star ni Marky.
Sige.
FMK. So, F, Mary, Kill. Oh, diba? Sibigyan ka namin ng tatlong pangalan from your co-stars. Sino dun yung EAF mo? As in, if a friend mo.
Ah!
Mo,
friend!
Kill mo. Ikaw, Marky, magbigay nung tatlong names sa mga co-stars.
Okay. Yung tatlo.
O si Rocky.
Yung F ba friend talaga?
Ikaw bahala. Pwedeng ibang F word. Ibang F word.
Alam mo na yun.
O si Rocky. Si Victor. Tsaka yung double ko.
Si Victor. Siguro, ang Mary muna. Ang may Mary ko siguro si Victor.
Okay.
Wala lang. Siguro medyo may pagka-husband material siya ganon. Ang Kill, siguro si Rocky. Kasi pagkatapos natin mag-taping nun, tebi narurot niya ako, sinasabi ko sa'yo, ang sakit sa... Hindi, wala lang. Kill lang siguro kasi na... Kasi masyado siyang gwapo, masyado siyang malaki ang katawan. Wala lang, gusto ko lang. Naiinis lang ako. Ay, hindi! Hindi pala, baliktad. Ang ikikill ko yung double mo. Naku, sinasabi ko sa'yo. Alam mo yan kung bakit.
Alam ko na kung bakit, oo.
Umuwi ako ng Baguio na zero. Kaya sinasabi ko sa'yo, kill siya. Nakita ko pa yun sa Manila. Nagpakita siya sa akin. Eh, ayun na nga, ikikill ko siya. Siguro, tas ang EF ko is, ayun, si Rocky na lang ang EF.
Oo, kasi may trial na.
Oo.
May trial na sa makeup care. Oh.
Ilang ang paliwanag.
Mm-mm.
Masaya ka ba, Hazel?
Masaya talaga yan.
Eh, paano kung si Marky hindi yung double niya? Isala natin si Marky. Dapat kasama ka.
Okay. Siguro ikikill ko rin to. Ang dami mong lalaki sa buhay. Na
ang ganda.
Pero pili ko nag-e-enjoy ng bongga to si Hazel eh. Kasi sinabi ko na, sinimary ko si Victor. Di ba ganun ang gusto mo? Yung inaagaw ko yung isang tao sa asawa niya. Ganun ang gusto mo eh. Kasi may asawa na si Victor. Diba? Gusto mo yung minary ko. Ano, fantasy, ano, satisfied?
Fantasy or reality?
ganyan yan si Hazel. Huwag kang papakita talaga sinasabi ko. Iyaharap kita kay, ano, grabe kay attorney ni Persida. Sinasabi ko sa'yo. Ayan, nasa number.
Alam mo, ano, bumibigay yung internet ko sa inyo.
Ayan. Chico naman kasi.
Okay, well, ano, the top?
Oo, sino namang may sabing gumamit ka kasi ng ML10 dito sa, ano, StreamYard?
GS50.
ML10.
Grabe to.
Siguro 3G ka. 3G yung connection.
Where's the lie? And the top, my delivery story. Sabi nyo na lang kung nadidinig nyo pa ako ha. Pero
yes.
My delivery story comes from Milky Bear.
Milky Bear says...
Okay lang yan, Chico. Isan talaga, humihinto tayo sa buhay.
Oo nga eh. Ito na. Milky Bear says, nag-LQ kami because we had an argument. So, he showed up as my Grab delivery man bringing my favorite food.
Ang sad. Dati okay. Binibigyan, wala lang.
Ang sweet naman.
Wala malungkot.
Sweet nga eh. Sweet nga, di ba? Yun ang ano niya, yun ang kanyang sorry na parang since nag-away tayo, magko-costume ako, mag-uniform ako ng delivery man, tapos dadalan kayo ng favorite food mo. Diba, role-playing?
No. O bakit? Kung gusto ko malungkot, Chico, wala kang magagawa. Malungkot ako.
O yan, ito. Sige, ganito. O sige, Pipay, since we've talked about role-playing, kunyari, think of your dream person, di ba? Tapos kasama mo, di ba? Tapos sabi niya, o sige, mag-roleplay tayo. Ano mong costume niya?
Ah? Ano ba? Gusto ko ano?
Na ma-excite ka.
Ah? Gusto ko costume, tapos yung naka-embroider doon, o yung naka-print doon, ano, yung blurred na ano.
Na ano yun?
Ganon.
Yung Japanese, yung gano'n.
Japanese. Oo.
Japanese.
Ayun yung body.
Mahirap yun.
Blurred.
Body suit pero blurred. Pwede ha. O yan, sige. Since 10-10 na, we have to give our answers to the top 10. We forgot to tell Pipay. Tayo rin kailangan nating sumagot. So what is our delivery story? So ano yung parang interesting delivery story ninyo? Good or bad, happy or sad, kayo bahala.
Okay.
Sino muna? Delivery story. I guess go.
Mauna ka, Chico, dahil ano tayo, alphabetical tayo dito. Letter C muna.
Talagang linayuan niya yung sarili niya.
Nice. Wala akong maisip.
Sige na nga. ano ba?
Wala na akong maisip. Go.
I guess
okay, I got one.
Go, Chico.
I remember, because, you know, Chico Garcia is not my real name. So, lagi ko siyang medyo nagkakalituhan na when it is addressed to Chico Garcia, tapos hihingi sila ng ID sa akin. Before a couple of years ago, ang nasa ID ko lagi is my real name. So they refused to give it to me. Kasi parang, hindi naman ikaw si Chico Garcia eh, and wala akong ID na Chico Garcia yung nakalagay. So, it becomes a constant problem. Kasi parang, kaya now, when I have something delivered, I always say, can you please put it under this name, my real name. Kasi, ang hirap talaga. Like, kasi yung iba, hindi naman basta-basta ibibigay sa'yo, di ba? You kind of have to prove that you are that person. But then, if you can't supply an ID with that name, the one that's in the package, they're not going to give it to you. So, yun, lagi ko siyang cross to bear na magkaiba yung radio name ko sa real name ko.
Gusto ko yung cross to bear, no? Ano ibig sabihin nyo?
Parang si Jesus. Diba? Parang Chor.
Hindi naman alter. Grabe tong alter name. Hindi naman alter name. Radio name nga eh.
Ah, radio name.
Alter.
Yeah, I guess a happy story. Minsan kasi pag nag-order ako sa yogurt drink place na to.
Nagbibigay
sila ng ano, favorite ko yun. Nagbibigay sila ng kung late na in the evening.
Ito may color violet?
Yes. Yes, favorite ko yun.
Yeah.
Nagbibigay sila ng free like cake, na yogurt cake. Kasi, di ba, patapos na yung araw, kailangan itapon. Yeah. So, binibigay na lang nila. And it's so sweet when they do that. So,
thank
kudos
you
to you. I love you. Oh, di ba?
Actually, ano, ako, ano, sige. Merong nag-deliver before sa akin ng furniture in the unit. Tapos, I don't remember kung paano niya nalaman na DJ ako. Pero sabi niya parang, ah, ma'am, DJ din po ako. Tapos parang ako, ah, talaga po. Tapos parang, yung apparently, DJ siya. As in, he spins records. So,
wow.
As in, like, what can we DJ, ganyan. So, parang, after nung delivery niya sa akin, nagugulat na lang ako. Like, nagtitext siya sa akin randomly. Like, as, like about technical stuff. As in, parang, pwede po ba akong makahingi ng stinger from you? Na parang nagulat ako. Oo, as in, like, yung, as in, gusto niya parang gawan ko siya ng parang voice-over na, alam mo, di ba pag mga DJ, yung parang ko yan, DJ McCoy, yung parang may papasok na gano'n na, parang basically, nag-message sa akin na, pwede ka daw ba siyang gawan ng gano'n?
Ang galing!
Oo,
nag-ingat na lang ako.
That's
cute. Okay. Ay, shit. Ako na.
Ako muna.
Ah, sige. Go, Rika.
Ano, before I went to this one event. It's called an alley cat race. And then, yeah. Ano siya, para siyang, ano, mabilisan na race na nakabike around the city. As in, yung tipong, like, magsisingitan kayo sa traffic, ganun. Tapos, parang meron kayo mga checkpoints, ganyan. Tapos, ang galing kasi, may isang group, actually, dalawang group sila from two different, like, apps na medyo well-known na employees sila doon. They're actually delivery guys on bikes. And may team sila. Tapos, they go around different races. Like, sumasali sila sa iba-ibang mga alley cat race. Tapos, yun yung team nila. Like, their app kung saan sila employed. Ganon! Tapos sumasali sila. Eh, syempre, may mga premyo din yun eh. May mga prize din yun. So, galing nila. Tapos syempre, because they deliver for a living and they ride their bikes everywhere for a living, they know yeah. Yung mga sinisingita na para mabilis makapunta ka sa next checkpoint. Ganon. So, most of the time, sila yung nananalo. And it was just so nice to see na parang, you know, aside from their jobs, they also enjoy what they do na, alam mo yun, hindi yeah. lang trabaho yung ginagawa nila pag nagde-deliver sila sa bike. Tapos sumasali pa sila eh, pag sa weekends. Ang galing nun. You guys should look for the videos. Meron sa YouTube. Tapos mga may camera sila sa chest. Kita mo sumisingit talaga sila as in like medyo, minsan nasa peligro na, ganun. Pero ang galing nila because they know the streets of Manila so well. So, ang galing. Yes.
Ako, ina-admire ko yung mga ganyan tao, di ba? Na parang, hindi lang sa kanila parang work yung work.
Yes,
oo. Kasi ma-exhaust ka kasi pagka ginawa mong work yung work, at masya siguro na e-enjoy mo yung work mo, may siya feeling na work.
Mm-mm.
More on para siyang, you do what you love. At the same time, kumikita ka.
Oo.
Ganon.
True.
Yun. O yan, wala ano, na. Last but not the least, answer ni Pipay. Sige.
Oo, tatanachik ako na kanina yung isa. Ito na lang, siguro, hindi siya sad, pero ayun nga, hindi, basta, bahala kayo. Pero ito siya, ang cute-cute lang, kasi every time na may magdadala dito, nakikita nila dun sa ano, sa may, ano yun? Ano yun? Contact address details. Basta ayun. Tapos yung name ko doon kasi lalaking-lalaki. As in, tatlong magkakasunod na lalaking-lalaki. Ayun. Pero every time natatawag sila na hello po, nandito na po ako, saan po kayo banda? Ganyan-ganyan. Tapos, pag naririnig nila sa call yung boses ko na parang pumabae, doon, tatawagin nila akong ma'am. So, sobrang cute. Kasi alam mo natin sa panahon nyo yun, di ba, na ano, na sobrang medyo sensitive na and medyo parang mahalaga na yung pronouns ng isang tao. So, tinatawag na nila ako ng ma'am. Ayun nga. Sabi
that's
ko,
nice.
Ang cute. Yeah, ang cute that's lang. Nice. Despite na panlalaki yung pangalan ko. Basta
sobrang
na parang,
sobrang panglalaki yung pangalan ni Pipa.
Yeah, lalaki siya. Tapos, ano yun yun? Parang, yung comments din sila. Okay, ganit. Parang ganun. Ganun nga. So, they call me ma'am. And, hindi naman ako galit. Okay lang. And, ayun lang. Ang cute. Kasi alam
they
nila.
They call you ma'am? Yeah, they call you ma'am. Tapos you call them babe, ganon.
Wait! Babe!
Medyo madumi talaga utak mo, babe.
Hindi, alam mo, yun din naman eh. Like, super, ano, super, si Hazel din naman. Lalaking-lalaki yung pangalan eh. Ang pangalan niya kasi sa totoong buhay, Bato. Pero, you know, everybody calls her ma'am. Diba?
Buisit.
Kaya lagi lupang ko si Hazel eh. Kasi Bato yung pangalan. Anong birth phone mo, be? Wala akong birth phone mo.
Ano?
Ano?
Hindi ko alam kung pwede sabihin. Hindi ko wag na.
Graba.
Nininervous ako.
Ako din.
Kaya hindi ko na sabihin. Nakaganoon na si Chico eh. Huwag ko sabihin. Ganun
na. Nininervous.
Hindi ko na sabihin. Baka last episode na to today. Pero yun, ang cute lang. Kasi alam mo yun, medyo aware na sila. Medyo aware na sila sa mga bagay-bagay. And, din lang. Ang cute. Ang cute lang.
That's cute.
So yun, why don't you invite everyone to check out my delivery girl? Total, nandito kayong dalawa.
Kaya nga eh. Go, Marky. Go, Mom.
Go.
Hello, ako yung host dito. Ikaw na lang, Pipay.
Oo nga eh. Ikaw na, Pipay.
Hello, everyone. Ayun, sa mga nanonood nito at nakikinig ngayon, meron po kaming series with Marky. Ayan, madami kami. Mga magagandang nila lang. Ayan. Siyempre, panoorin yung series. Unang-una dahil akin talaga yung series. Sa akin po ginawa ang series. Ako po ang bida dito. Ako po ang bumuhay.
Bumuhay!
Sorry, hindi. Eme lang. Hindi.
True.
Alam mo, ano, isa sa interesting kaya kailangan nyo siyang panoorin. Kasi this is the first drag na drag series sa Philippines. And also, ito yung isang series na, alam mo yon. Kasi di ba may mga series na may ano lang, may cast lang na isang part ng community. Isa lang, tapos best friend lang siya. Ganon, yung mga ganon. Pero dito is from bida to mga supporting actresses. Ayan, not sila. Kung hindi man sila part ng community, they are allies. So, alam mo yon, sobrang colorful niya. Sobrang colorful ng series na to. This is for the family. This is not all about love story. Meron ka mapupulot na aral dito. And ayon, masaya siya. So, panoorin niyo siya sa Signal Play. Meron na kami available na 2 episodes. And, tuwing kailan siya lumalabas? Saturday.
Bukas. Oo, bukas yung episode 3.
Episode 3 tomorrow.
Yeah, ayon, si Iyamina ang ano, si Iyamina ang bida sa episode 3.
Episode 3 siya. Si Mamu, ayan.
Si Mamu, si Sister Magda.
Oo, yes. Isa pa sa pinaka, alam mo yung pinakamagaling na actor dito sa series na to. Kaya, ayon. Panoorin niyo, bakit? Minamanduhan ko
kayo. Bakit ano? Bakit parang aggressive? Panoorin nyo, bakit?
Panoorin mo.
May aggression.
Ganon.
But,
sobrang proud ako sa daughter.
Thank you.
I know, right?
Thank you for
joining
us. Thanks for joining us. Sana soon live, diba?
Thank you, everyone. Kaya.
Oo nga, Someday.
Ayan, advance Happy New Year sa inyong lahat ha. Tsaka happy christening and welcome to Christian world. Salamat po.
Bininyagan.
Yes, happy Independence Day.
Thank you to everybody. Thank you to everybody for joining us on a Friday weekend.
Happy Friday, everyone.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.